Now Kroger. Oh, Kroger got the right hand free.
He's loose with the right hand, and he starts to retaliate. And down goes Nyland. And the two of them are hammering each other.
Knights of Columbus, that hurt.
It's old time hockey, the way you're supposed to play. You throw a little lumber if a guy gets in your way. You play like Gordie Howe or Eddie fucking Shore. We can't all be Gretzky's, the Muser, Bobby Orr.
The enforcer of all hockey podcasts. It's the Biscuit. It's the Biscuit. The enforcer of all hockey podcasts.
God help the fucking day if fighting's ever banned. As a country will stop working on some badness fucking can.
Hi, everybody. It's the Biscuit Podcast.
Hey, you want to go? Yeah, okay. Good luck, man. Good luck to you too, buddy.
It's 10 o'clock here in Belleville. Never too early for one of these. Big Ram, what's up?
That was a Dr. Pepper.
Emery's going to sit in today, too. Shut up. God. He wants to learn the quit laughing. I'm for real. I'm going to kick you out of the studio. I told you, you got to be quiet. He wants to learn the finer points of podcasting, so why not learn it here? Hey, can you do me a favor, Big Rand, real quick?
Yeah.
Go ahead and look up who has the worst plus-minus in the league and tell me his name.
Yeah, okay.
What's going on with him? If you don't know, Sidney Crosby has a terrible plus-minus, and it's one of the more...
Hey, hang on, I'm still looking it up.
No, it's Sidney Crosby, or it was at least.
I know.
But it's one of the more fucky stats in sports, but he's got to start producing something. I mean, something's got to happen. I haven't been watching a lot of Penguins games, thankfully, but... Is it the lines, or are they keep? I know Sidney Crosby's suspect to always have his lines change.
Yeah, they have tweaked with his line already, but he went on like a 10-game drought there. He's starting to pick it up. He didn't do anything last night. They lost to the Blackhawks, but
that was a snoozer.
Yeah, the game before he. He played pretty awesome, actually. Well, not awesome, but he scored a goal and made the hellacious pass. So it's like, hey, guys, I can still be really good. But
well,
there's 10 games in a row he did not play well.
And Murray hasn't played as well as he should be or what they wanted him to be.
At home, he's freaking like 112-0, and for some reason he can't road game it.
I wonder what that is.
I don't know. He must like Pittsburgh. He's so much better at home. I don't know why.
Gets out of his comfort zone or something. He's got to fix that shit. Because they're sitting right on the outside, yeah. Aren't they?
They're exactly tied with the Jackets.
Okay, and then the Islanders are coming out of nowhere and decided to be good.
Yeah, they're tied with. At least they were, and they didn't get any points last night. So,
what? They're tied at third.
Tied with second in the Metro.
Well, Pittsburgh and Columbus are tied at second.
Yeah, and New Jersey has 25 points, too. So, I mean...
Oh, okay.
You got three teams in the Metro that all have 25 points.
Okay. And then Washington's sitting behind that?
Washington's at 23. Islanders are at 24. Well, so if playoffs started today, you'd have Devils, Jackets, Penguins, Tampa Bay, Toronto... Ottawa, Islanders, Washington.
Right, there'd be five Metro going.
Yep.
Because Detroit's sitting right behind that, too.
1 point behind Washington.
Right, which, I mean, and the Hurricanes are turning it on right now. They've gotten points like seven out of their last eight games or some crazy shit like that.
Yeah, they're actually only 2 points behind Detroit.
Right. Well, I mean, we already talked about Detroit, so we might as well get into that with the... Best game of the year?
Yeah.
So.
Yes, I agree.
And the worst fucking part is, my wife and I have watched, at least recorded or watched every Red Wings game for the last 3 years. On that night, we just...
Yeah, I can contest to that. I was at your house like 2 years ago, and I forget what was going. It was like Penguins or no, it was Steelers Bengals Sunday, and we had to flip back and forth and watch like Detroit Colorado in fucking November.
Oh yeah, she won't miss a Red Wings game for what?
And I was like, are we seriously caring about Detroit Colorado right now when the Steelers and Bengals are playing football?
Right. So somehow. She had never seen The Sopranos, so I was like, well, hey, let's watch some Sopranos. Oh, and then you know what happens when you start The Sopranos.
Yeah, can we do a whole Soprano episode?
Absolutely, we can. Let's do it right now. You're welcome to Sopranos Minute, or Sopranos, The Soprano Cast.
I bet there is one.
Yeah, gadouge. So it was getting close to game time, and I was like, oh, the Wings are playing the Flames tonight. And then that was it. And I forgot to set the DVR, and I like look at Twitter, and I'm like, "Oh my God, something's happening!" And then what you see is Wachowski fucking ragdoll whoever it was. And then what Calgary got all butthurt because he kind of gave him a fucking shakedown as he's laying on the ice.
He pulled the old "I'm laying on the ground, one extra hit," which is fine with me.
It wasn't even a hit though. He like shook him.
I know, but it's like an unwritten rule.
Well,
even you see really great fighters whoop some guy's ass, and when he's on the ground, they skate away.
Oh, yeah, I've seen NHL Network replay Stu Grimson's knockout over and over and over again.
That's badass.
I was sitting there wondering in my head, I was like, yeah, but then you flash to Scott Parker knocking out Stu Grimson with one punch. Why didn't they play that one?
Yeah.
Just to hurt his. But,
Because it's Stu Grimson.
Yeah, exactly. And he's looking older than a fucking old turd. Stu Grimson looks rough. He looks like the tall man from Phantasm. Boy! So I didn't think it was a hit. It wasn't like last year, I forget who it was, Mantha straight up jacked a dude while he was laying on the ice, broke his hand, and didn't play.
It happens a lot.
Yeah, the dude was probably fucking with Luke the whole game, and, you know, he got shook a couple extra times. Either way, Luke gets up and looks at Hamonic, and, you know, he's like, all right, now it's time to kick your ass. So Wachowski gets sent to the locker room, and as he's going out, Love taps him on the ankle or on the leg.
Yeah, he gives him the old slap on the ass or something.
Nothing crazy, but
no.
Luke was already fired up, so he makes it one step into the bench, turns around, and all hell breaks loose.
Yep, and that is a NHL rule like 70.1. A player cannot leave the bench like that, and that's why he got suspended.
Well, you can't come back onto the ice. That's the issue.
Yeah, it's an NHL rule. It ain't fucking Parios making shit up. It's an NHL rule.
Well, no, I saw that. Everybody going, oh, Parios, fucking no respect. I was like, well, it's out of his hands. It's an automatic 10 games.
To everyone's crying about it, you got to have some type of standard.
I agree and I don't, because I think – you should be able to appeal it, which I think I agree.
NHLPA appeal it, but still,
which I think he's trying to do.
You broke an NHL rule,
right? But that's not a 10-game suspension for coming back out on the ice. Not that one, at least.
Nah, I agree.
I think five would be a lot for it.
Yeah, even five a lot.
Five's a lot of games, and Luke Wachowski plays the best game he's played all season.
Two even. Shit.
It was his first game on D all year. He was a staple in the games he played in Tampa. He was always on D. Detroit needed him on offense for whatever reason and realized, oh, that's a bad idea. So he plays the best game he's played all year. And then, you know, he'll hit people if it needs to happen. So then Tkachuk's dragging on Jimmy Howard's head. So then Mantha grabs Hamonic too and beats his ass. And I think everybody forgets that Mantha is 6'5", 220 pounds.
Yeah.
He's a full-blown man. And I owe him a chicken dinner for fantasy points that night.
35, dude.
Insane. And we've said it here before, and I'll say it again. If your league doesn't count penalty minutes, fuck off. Fuck you. That's the fuck boy of the week. Anybody that has a fantasy league that doesn't count penalty minutes, get out of my life.
I think I got a 20 burger from to Chuck. I think he put up 20 points that night. I had one guy playing that night, woke up and had like 87 points.
Yeah, it was incredible.
I had Nyquist and Tkachuk playing, and they play each other, and woke up and got like 35 points from one game.
And all the old fight guys are salty about it because it's not a, you know, crazy LNHA bench clearing brawl, but that's as good as it's going to get in the NHL now. So I was happy to see it. We did get to record the replay and watch it, like the replay of the game on Fox Sports or whatever.
Yeah. It was 6-2.
Oh, yeah, and there was how many fucking goals? The NHL had been foaming at the mouth over that game.
No, it was 6-2 before any of that happened. It was all around snoozer.
Well, no, I mean, well, that's what happens. You start to get your ass kicked, and then some shit flares up.
But Mantha completed the old Gordie Howe hat trick.
Yes, he did, Big Rand. I'm glad you brought that up.
Man, that don't happen often anymore.
Sure doesn't. And for all the fucking morons out there, a Gordie Howe hat trick is clearly and obviously a goal, a fight, and an assist. And Mr. Howe didn't have too many of them, but it's his. That's what they call it. Did I send you that picture of him fishing with his shirt off?
Yeah.
How scary?
My dick's still hard.
How scary is that?
How cool is that reel he's using? Is he catching fucking a great whale?
Catching Stanley Cup rings. Yeah. biggest human ever. That's just from working.
Yeah, and you know that. Yeah, that's like he probably had like a bench in his garage or something.
Oh yeah, he just did bench and that's it.
He did pull ups. Like woke up and did some push ups. Ate a fucking raw steak.
I wish there was a way to like replicate his grip, like where you could go up to a machine and it grabbed you by the shirt, like a collar, like he was about to punch you, just to feel what it would be like. Have you seen that video on Instagram where Scott Parker ties up a dude in his kitchen?
No.
Dude, it's hilarious. He's like, yeah, I'd grab you right here by the shoulder, twist you up here, and then he brings up his right hand. I'm like, oh, dude, he's going to knock this fucking guy out. But he just and then he lets go, and the dude's shirt collar is just destroyed. Just completely ruined. It's incredible.
Can you imagine, like, all right, because Scott Parker is not, like, abnormally huge.
I mean, he's 6'5", like 240 pounds. That's pretty – but his hands
– I understand he's big.
He's big. Okay. He's a big dude.
But, like, I've been in bars where I've walked up to guys taller than me, and I'm 6'2", so to be taller than me, you got to be pretty close to 6'5".
Right.
And, you know, and have gotten in scrubs and rolled around and probably end up winning.
Right.
If you do that with him, you're dying.
Yeah, the X factor is his hands – and you're just not – you're not on that level of violence.
No, but you wouldn't know that just by looking at him.
Fuck no.
Dude's going to just instantly whoop my ass.
No. And it'd be the last thing he'd want to do too. But if it comes down to it, sorry, you're getting knocked out.
You can't fuck with people anymore nowadays.
No. I'm never getting in a fight ever again.
No, it ain't fucking 1994 when you could just punch someone and laugh. Everyone's like jacked up now,
especially with how many people do jiu-jitsu. Then you just get choked out at a bar and like they take your money.
You didn't even throw a punch and you're on the floor.
No, and he weighed 135 pounds.
Yeah, I have 7.
Yeah, you're just like, oh shit. Well, while we're talking about the sheriff, you know what? I've got another fuckboy of the week. The Hershey Bears of the AHL. So they are having an alumni game outdoors.
Cool. Where at?
I'm not sure. You have to look it up. I think it's in, like, before the Capitals game. Are they having an outdoor game this year in D.C.?
I don't know. I don't know what the outdoors game are.
It's Buffalo versus somebody. Philly? Look it up.
They're doing it at Hershey Park Stadium. January 19th, and it's basically being ran by Eric Lindros.
So is it before an NHL game, though?
January 19th, that's a pretty good chance. Let me look.
Either way, so Hershey's having an alumni game outdoors. And Scott Parker was a Hershey Bear and doesn't even get an invite. So the organization of the Hershey Bears, you guys got to fucking shape up. You got to
blame Eric Lindros. He's the one running it.
I blame it. It's fucking his brain. Eric Lindros' brain ain't firing on all cylinders. But you got a dude who is a fan favorite all over the world, an entertaining guy. Like, all his interviews are good. Oh, and then he has a nonprofit organization to help out veterans that come home from war.
Yeah.
That's a marketer's dream.
Yeah, that's called a man's fucking...
And, like, he would... even if he didn't want to, like, play in it, if he was a coach for one of the teams, just having Parks there makes the event better.
Put him on the bench, even like you said, if he doesn't play, fucking let him, like... Like you said, there should be so many Hershey Bears there outside of the
openness
in the game. There should be, you should have sitting behind the bench 40 more players there.
You know what I mean? And not to mention, he's one of the greatest Hershey Bears that ever played for them. And how many Hershey Bears went on to win a Stanley Cup? Look up his numbers and go to HockeyDB and put in Scott Parker. Like, he had – I'm pretty sure he had, like, a 30-goal year for Hershey. Maybe it was Kelowna, but he had some fucking stellar years in Hershey. That's for goddamn sure.
They had four Hall of Famers play for the Hershey Bears.
Who?
Eric Lindros, Danny Breer, John LeClair, and Kimmo Timonen.
John LeClair, dude, I remember him.
So that's four dudes that are Hall of Famers.
Right. LeClair and Lindros, both no rings.
Yeah, Lindros didn't get one, did he?
I don't think so. He didn't get to play that long, though, because he got fucking... The way he played didn't... It was not a thing he could do.
So, and it is being played before the Outdoor Classic, because you can get package deal tickets.
Right. Well, fuck that. Did you look up his numbers in Hershey?
No. I can.
That's what I mean. I know you can. That's why you're supposed to fucking do it. Jag-a-leg. You hear that? That's a little Jim Beam for you in the morning.
Talk about jag-a-leg. Nope, a picture of him playing for the Sharks with a mohawk came up.
Oh, yeah.
Pretty excited about that photo.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. So I put up a poll for did Big Rand enter Raw Talent Mode?
So maybe it's because he only played for the Hershey Bears for 2 years.
Still.
Played for the Bears for 2 years. 1 year, only 32 games. The next year, 68 games. A combination of 17 goals, 10 assists.
How many penalty minutes?
Yeah. 56 1 year in
30 games.
68 games. 68 games. Yeah, 56 penalty minutes. He's whooping dude asses in the NHL.
He's got. I've got his fight DVDs, and he did some work in Hershey. Either way, you're not. He's not supposed to be in Hershey for a long time.
Yeah. Exactly.
You know. So he must have been the year before he went to Hershey with Kelowna. He had like 30 fucking goals or something crazy. Yeah,
it was the year before.
Yeah, that's impressive as fuck. Yeah, yeah. Enforcers can't play hockey. I didn't put him on there and watch him skate around these fools. Watch it because Parks is still in shape, dude.
Maybe Lindros is scared. He's gonna fucking fight him.
But yeah, maybe there was a game one time back in the day when Parks grabbed him or something and was like, hey, listen, I will fucking murder you. And it, to this day, has nightmares about him. you know what's kind of a nightmare?
What?
The NHL Hall of Fame induction ceremony.
Yeah.
They gotta spice that fucker up. I don't know if you get bring in fireworks or something. But if you look at how – I don't know what basketball does, but you know about the Hall of Fame game, and especially where we're from in Ohio, they played up in Canton, and that's like how Canton makes money. That 1 week, like makes that town stay alive. But you have the first preseason game of the NFL season at Canton, and then you have the inductees there, and everybody's having a good time.
Like the fucking Cowboys or someone,
right? Usually the Cowboys, which is smart. But there's got to be. I mean, they have the
game before it.
Absolutely, there should be a game that weekend affiliated with it. At least it's in fucking Toronto.
Yeah, they should play the game.
Well, they have a game. I mean, I saw Timo and Paul Kariya out there, you know, skating.
Yeah.
But I don't even know if it was on TV. Like, if you can't make it accessible, why do it?
Probably on TSN.
Yeah, probably. I pay fucking $250 for center ice and I can't get a goddamn Hall of Fame game.
You don't have TSN with your satellite shit?
How would I get Canadian channels?
I think you can get, like, TSN if you pay for it. But you have to have, like, satellite. Like, I don't think I can with DirecTV. I think, or maybe, I don't know.
Those Canadians
it has to be a way you can.
Those Canadians aren't getting another fucking penny from me.
You can get BBC. Just England, why can't I get fucking TSN?
BBC comes with my shit.
You can get England TV comes with your fucking shit, but TSN don't.
I don't think so. It's probably a fucking ESPN probably paid DirecTV not to let it happen.
That's fucked up.
You know, I've got an issue. If I'm buying center ice, I should get a fucking password for the OHL, for the ECHL, for the HL to be able to watch that shit online.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
Yeah, it would. I wanted to call back to look up what the first NHL dudes made money-wise, Randy. I wanted to touch back on this about the National Women's Hockey League.
Maybe
Google earliest salaries for NHL players. I don't know. I got to fucking tell you what to type in.
No, I got it.
You ever been on the internet? This is not raw talent mode, by the way.
Shut your mouth.
It's disrespect. You hear that?
Tell him to shut his mouth.
I don't even know what it means.
Good answer.
I haven't checked the poll on the raw talent mode, but I think people were so disgusted that it was even posted that they're not even voting. Because last time I checked, it was like 2 votes.
Good. That's how I like it. So I got from 1932 to 33 is when the league introduced a salary cap to ensure franchise stability. Each team was capped with a $70,000 payroll.
Okay.
So, furthermore, individual salaries were basically limited top dog $7,500.
Okay. Now, I don't know how that goes for inflation, and that might even be in Canadian money, maybe, which is not real. So, I don't know. If you're a fucking financial wizard, someone calculate that for us. But basically, it's the same fucking thing, right? They're making, if not less, the same amount of money that the women are making now in their inaugural seasons. Right?
Yeah.
But I'm guessing they get treated a little better.
I can do your inflation, right? Give me a minute.
How do you do inflation?
You got to get the percentage and see what the difference is.
Why are you pretending that you can do math?
I can do math. Give me a minute. You keep talking.
Yep.
What did I say? $7,500?
Yeah, it's basically top dog. And we're doing the minimum $10,000. So that's not even – the top dog, made 26, right, Amanda Kessler.
Inflation rate on top of the $7,500 from 1930 to the year 2017 is $109,933. So it's almost tenfold. Inflation rate about 100%, basically.
Jesus Christ! Cheaper. So coming back around, they got.
They were making 40, 50.
The girls?
Yeah.
The highest paid woman in the National Women's Hockey League makes 26.
Yeah, so they were making $80,000 more technically.
Okay. All right. Okay. Well, I was dead wrong about that. Fuck me.
I can't believe inflation's that high.
Yeah, thanks, Obama. You know what I'm having trouble? I gotta fucking, my segues are so cheesy. You know what I'm having trouble inflating? The New Jersey Devils. Do you think they're really this good?
No.
Corey Snyder got pulled last night.
Alright, they're tied with, in my eyes, two teams that are better. Two teams that aren't playing to their ability.
Let me touch on that. Columbus is tied for second, right? And has not looked good yet.
There's Pittsburgh.
Besides Mr. Bravalski, Columbus has the worst power play in the NHL, still second in the Metro.
Yeah.
That's not gonna stay like that.
Same with Pittsburgh. You kidding me? Do you think that Crosby is gonna play bad for another 10 games in a row? Maybe.
Now, I didn't expect their lineup changes to affect Pittsburgh as much as it has.
Well, they got a lot of new add-ins, and once I think you give those guys another month, they're going to be on it by January.
Right, and you know, the main dudes in that locker room know, hey, keep it right here, and then it's time to turn it on time.
Hey, guys, we're tied for first right now in the Metro, and we suck.
Yeah, and I mean, Evgeny's just been hanging out with Putin, getting drunk, and like...
Yeah, that's so cool. I don't even care what anyone says. That's basically Malkin being like, I gotta hang out with this guy, I'm gonna fucking not be able to play in the NHL. And Ovechkin was like retweeting it and posting it, saying like how cool it was.
Well, for whatever Putin does, isn't it cool that he plays hockey?
You know, Kim Jong-un has basketball games just like he has hockey games.
Yeah, except Dennis Rodman's not going over there.
He once scored like 131 games and points in one of their expedition games.
Well, what can you do, or Dennis did?
Block him and just get sniped.
Well, what can you do when you're playing against Putin?
You're gonna put pressure on him because you don't want to make him feel like a pussy.
Right. But
you're gonna let him score, and then you're gonna like tease him about it.
You kinda have to just be a dude.
Yeah, you're gonna be like, oh man, you for real with that shit? Like something like I can't believe that went in.
I could totally see him and Evgeny Malkin sitting in the crowd and forcing like a bunch of naked dudes or chicks to play hockey in front of them, and they just sit there and laugh.
Drinking a bottle of vodka?
Yeah, like, oh, look at this dong, it's so weird.
And there's fucking, like, laser lights everywhere.
And fucking weird Russian, like, techno. Do they have music in Russia?
Yeah, that's why I said laser lights, because I feel like it's all DJs.
And, like, obviously the two cars in the arena, maybe they start driving them around. Like they get out there on the Zamboni, fucking drunk.
I thought it was pretty cool. It showed the mutual respect, and like you don't see Trump fucking ice skating, or our presidents, all they fucking do is golf.
Oh yeah.
Like, oh hey, you want to go golfing? No, like, I want to watch you fucking ice skate and play basketball. I want to see you do something that's not fucking easy, or I know you can guaranteed win playing golf against somebody.
Now, Obama played basketball.
Yeah, and that was cool.
Yeah, you know what I don't give a fuck about?
And, what? Like, Bill Clinton played saxophone. Even cooler.
I don't give a shit what the president does with his free time.
I really cared that Clinton was playing the sax.
That says a lot about you and probably how you should be in prison. But it, for all the people that were riled up about it, I mean, he has to take that photo, and he... If he ever wants to go back to Russia, you can't say the shit like we can about our president.
And not a chance.
So
you can't say fuck Putin and live in Russia.
No, look at the dude from, you know, the guy that outed the Olympic teams for doing all the steroids. He's in hiding somewhere in America, I think. He can never go back. And they have his family and are most likely going to murder them all.
Yeah, and for Shipachov to say, I hope he doesn't go back to Russia and bash the NHL.
Oh, he will.
Because I thoroughly enjoy Malkin, and I thoroughly enjoy Ovechkin's been one of my favorite players since he came to the NHL.
If Russians aren't allowed to play here, that means Sergei Bravalsky's gone.
I know, and I was just going to say...
Artemi Panarin.
Yeah, I mean, we could go on all day of the Russians that have played in this league.
But think about this, and I was watching, they had the CHL, I don't know, like kind of all-star shit versus Russia. So it was like the best of the OHL, best of the Quebec Major Junior League, best of the, what's that other fucking league? OHL, Quebec Major Junior, and the WHL. And I don't think Russia won a game.
Wow, maybe they're not as good anymore.
It's due to, so right now you're thinking all the prospects that are in, like it's time to cut it off for a little bit, I think. If you're drafting Russians after this year, from what I'd only had watched one game, but they brought up a pop-up and it said like, versus the OHL, 0-7. Versus the WHL, 0-6. Like, Russia is not faring too well. They're chippy as all fuck, but they're not putting biscuits in the net.
Well, maybe Shipachova's was the last kind of... Because you know he's going over there saying, I was mistreated, blah, 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 blah. I can play hockey. You guys have all watched me play in the KHL.
It's so weird what happened with him.
I know. I don't like it. That's why it bothers me.
It's weird.
I think that if he would have been drafted to any other team but the Las Vegas Golden Knights.
He wasn't drafted. He signed with them.
I think it might have worked out.
Well, that's why that episode with Ken Bulkey, he blames his agent. He thinks his agent's a fucking moron for having him go to Vegas in the first place.
Yeah, he shouldn't have went to Vegas.
No, he should have went to Washington.
He could have went. Yeah, he should have went somewhere. I think it. If you'd have put him in Washington, that would have been smarter.
Yeah. Washington could have used him, too.
But, and then again...
If you look at any Russian, they always play better when they have at least one more Russian on the team.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah. And then...
Even when Malkin came in the league, I'm pretty sure there was another Russian on that team that, like, got him through the locker room.
Yeah, it's got to be hard. I mean, that's not, like, coming from... like Canada or anywhere. I mean,
England. Right. Well, and you think about
Iceland. It ain't like coming from another. It's Russia.
And in America, yeah, there's that thing where we've always had this thing with Russia. Like, oh, these guys are the bad guys. We're the good guys.
Yeah, Olympics.
Patrick Swayze. It was just how it was and how it was shown to us and brought to us. But so they have to break. You know, that barrier, and you know, they can do it on the ice, but then when you try to talk to the guys, I mean, Evgeny just barely learned English like yesterday.
Yeah.
So, they always do better with one, but they have to keep up this persona, or Putin will just say, you guys can't go play.
Yeah.
Russians haven't been allowed to play before, so, you know, it could happen again.
Yeah, Malkin's first. I remember Malkin's first year. It was my senior year in high school.
I wonder how he feels about not getting those guys for his Olympic team.
Malkin and Ovechkin.
Yeah, or Sergei. I mean, Kuznetsov. I mean, I wonder how he feels about that shit.
Yeah, some like not just good dudes, like
some of the best in the league.
Yeah, we're talking like
Panarin.
Yeah. Like, can you imagine an Ovechkin, Panarin, Malkin line?
With those guys and Bob in the net, that makes Russia, I mean, a legit team.
That actually, that is pretty freaking legit.
That's legit as fuck. And, he could easily say, hey, you guys are coming home to play.
And not care what the NHL says?
Yeah, or I'm going to murder your family.
I wouldn't even care if they suspended someone.
But maybe he likes the younger dudes, too, because they'd be easy to manipulate. Like, yeah, you are taking steroids. Shut up.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I don't know how he feels about that. I haven't talked to Putin in a while, so I don't really know.
You and Putin haven't been hanging out lately?
No, not since the last episode.
So the Penguins had Sergei Gonchar, the defensive player, in 2007.
Oh, is what's his dick for Tampa rushing? Sergachev?
I'm not sure.
Sounds like he fucking is. But he's a beast, too.
Yeah. Did you hear me, though?
No, I didn't. I wasn't listening. What?
The Penguins had Sergei Gonchar, who played for the Penguins for like 7 years.
When Malkin came in?
Yeah.
Okay, so that's the guy. I mean, and you can read countless stories of him being like, basically Malkin felt like an outcast until, you know, that dude was in the room with him and been like, hey, okay.
Yeah, you know, Sergei was on a 2009 championship team.
So you know the guy I was talking about who retired and I couldn't get his name right? Shame on you for not knowing who he was, because he won a fucking cup with you guys last year.
You kept saying his name wrong. Say it.
Streit?
Yeah. And I said, are you talking about Mark Streit? And you said, Street, Scrum, Screet.
Did you say that on the episode? Scrum? Did you say?
Yeah.
I'm going to fucking listen to it today. If you said, are you talking about Mark Streit? I'm going to be pissed.
I did. Because you were going strict, stoop. Stoop kid left his stoop.
Doesn't sound like me.
Scooter. Snack.
A schooner is a sailboat, stupid head.
Samsonite.
Stoop boy left the stoop. Stoop boy left the stoop. You know what show doesn't hold up? Go back and watch Hey Arnold now. Not only does it look like shit, it's not even remotely funny.
I watch it all the time.
Good God, dude. Good God.
Basically, once a week with Bronson, he loves it.
Well, that explains a lot.
He thinks Stinky's fucking hilarious.
Is he the one that wears the heavy metal bracelets? And loves Helga? No.
He's the tall, weird one.
Yeah, it talks like that.
Yeah, that's Stinky.
Yeah, he wears like, he has like a metal, heavy metal bracelet on. Have you ever seen the fucking show?
Yeah, I just watched it like yesterday.
Did you watch the Ottawa versus who was it? Colorado and Sweden?
No.
So I had mentioned, you know, last week that something had happened with the national anthem, and I guess the lady that sang the Canadian national anthem just came out with a see-through shirt and just,
yeah, had her boobs hanging
just
out.
Just had her titties out. And that's what the Canadians were mad about. Way to go, guys.
Yeah, I've seen a gif of like a little gif of that. That didn't bother me at all, so I don't understand why it bothered them.
No, I mean, bunch of fucking prudes, man. If they would have been covered in gravy, they would have liked it. No? All right, I gave you.
So I was wrong about the Hershey Bears, and I apologize to anyone that's actually listening. I misread that. It said Eric Lindros and Danny Breer and John LeClair and Kimmo Timonen. They're all Flyers, which I just assumed play for the Bears. But it's a Flyers versus the Bears game.
Oh, so you're a fucking moron, and now the whole podcast is irrelevant. We fucking look like assholes.
It's the ex-Flyers versus the Bears. Either way, it's the Bears alumni. Either way, Park should be playing.
Yeah, so I was 100% right, and all the shit that you said about it was wrong.
Well, I didn't realize that. I mean, I assumed that Lindros and them played for him, but I guess it's ex-Flyers versus ex-Bears.
No, I don't think Lindros ever played in the AHL.
No, and I didn't think John LeClair did either, so that's why I was a little confused.
Well, at least you sat through it and fucking figured it out. Jesus fucking Christ.
Well, it like you said, it really confused me when I thought about LeClair and Lindros playing for the Hershey Bears. It got me.
I wonder how many people are going to be drunk driving and hear the earlier part of that episode and just wreck their cars.
They probably don't know either. No one fucking knows what Lindros and LeClair were doing.
Well, that's the fucking point of the fucking podcast, is to bring the information to the people, man. Power to the people.
I fucking stat checked myself.
We, and 95% of our listenership are drunk drivers.
Good.
They can't handle that kind of fucking information.
Wouldn't want it any other way.
No, that's how I like it, man. If you're podcasting drunk, you might as well listen to it drunk. So I gave you a homework assignment last week. I'm sure you didn't do it because you're an idiot. But did you look into Rick Nash, and do you still think he should be in the Hockey Hall of Fame?
And I did look into it. So for one, suck my ass.
You know what I said? I jokingly in the car last night, I told my wife to lick my sack, and I thought she was going to puke.
Why don't you, you know what makes that work? Why don't you lick my butthole?
So why don't you lick my sack? All right, so.
Fucking step brothers.
So Rick Nash retires number in Columbus, Hall, future Hall of Famer. What do you think?
I think no. And okay. I did do some digging.
He's really good.
It's funny because as soon as we said all that, the Hall of Fame happened.
Yeah.
And they have a list of potential Hall of Famers.
Oh, next.
Like, they had a list of three categories. Will make it, maybe make it, and Dark Horse. And guess who was on their Dark Horse list?
Jeremy Roenick.
Rick Nash.
Really?
And it said, you know, could finish with 500 goals, could finish with this, could finish with this, and it was all coulds because that's why he's a dark horse.
Yeah.
You know who else was a dark horse? Brett Burns.
Burns is the dude with the beard.
They said that Burns, you just don't have enough yet, or something like that.
Well, I mean, it's actually on the list here. What do you think's happening with him?
Oh, I don't know. It's
you would figure with Patty leaving that a bunch of goals would open up for him, but the Sharks are just kind of ho humming.
Yeah, I think they need to kind of blow that team up.
Are they wild card right now? Vegas has to be skidding.
No. Sitting outside of it.
Really?
Yeah, not far. 1 point out.
But still, I mean, virtually all you lost was Michael Haley and Patrick Marleau, and you can't compete anymore?
No. Yeah.
What, Burns has a goal on the season?
I think you're right. And
I just dropped Donskoy from my fantasy team, dude. They don't produce.
No. So this was another reason about the Rick Nash. Recchi? Yeah. He is a three-time cup winner.
Yeah, he won one in fucking Pittsburgh, and you can't say his fucking name?
On top of 1,500 career points. Now, that's like almost like 600 more than what Nash will finish his career with, because Nash don't have the assist that most of these Hall of Famers always have.
No, he's a goal scorer.
He don't have – you just look at Nash's career seasons, and they're like 40-10, 35-8, 72-1. And if you look at like all the other Hall of Famers, it's like 40-40-40, 80 assists, now, 40, 75 assists.
And I know I said I put a lot on the Stanley Cup last episode talking about, you know, the Hall of Fame and retiring numbers. And, yeah, the Hall of Fame's not a team –
No, it's not.
It's not a team achievement, and you know, and that's fine. So maybe I'm a little wrong there, but I think to have your number hanging in those rafters, you either had to change a team, which I don't think Rick Nash changed Columbus. I mean, he was very, very good.
He changed Columbus. He changed the culture of hockey in that area.
Yeah, that's, you know, that's a good point. That's a good point. And for him, yeah, I mean, that's true because
there wasn't hockey.
That's true. That is very true. That's a good point.
If he wasn't good, that team might have died.
Right. That's a good point. But I do.
People had Rick Nash jerseys that don't even know what a fucking hockey stick is just because it was Columbus.
I think there's a lot of dudes around here that I've seen a lot of trucks that have the Blue Jackets logo sticker on them. And I don't.
It's cool now.
Well, I don't think they know it's a hockey team. I think that they just see the Ohio flag.
They see a sick ass logo.
Yeah, and like I'm fairly certain they don't know. But either way, I'm glad that people are starting to. I've seen more this year than I ever have, so that's good. I'm sure most of them are Biscuit listeners, so you're welcome. But there has to be something to having a Stanley Cup too, or why are you playing for it?
Well, yeah, and that's why I was bringing up Nash. He's like a five-time All-Star.
Okay, well,
he's a golden. He's won every medal you can dream of except the Cup.
If everybody in Columbus's dream comes true except for me, and he comes back to Columbus and they win a Cup, for sure, he's at least his number is retired. For sure.
I think you put it in the rafter because it's kind of like a
thank you.
Yeah, and not even on top of a thank you, it's like a.
Well, see, for me, that's
this was our franchise player. You're basically saying that we're honoring Nash for the rest of his career.
Yeah, because he got us through a decade of bullshit and did take the team to the playoffs one year.
Yeah, and you're talking about a team that came from nowhere.
But I also think maybe just name a bathroom after him or something.
Yeah, the Rick Nash
dumper. Custodian. Yeah. Yeah, I don't know.
Rick Nash custodian room.
I don't know. I mean, maybe. Maybe. We'll see what happens. He's not done playing yet, so we'll see. He's actually having a pretty decent year this year.
Yeah, he likes to score.
Yeah, and, you know, that wins games. I saw, I don't know if you've ever seen this. It's an old commercial, but these dudes are hanging out in an apartment. What?
I didn't say anything.
Well, that's fucking somebody's listening. Someone's tapped in. Scully?
I've rewatched those like 7 times.
I've never seen all of them.
Jeez. About to hang up.
Don't fucking threaten me with a good time. It's an old NHL commercial back when the NHL commercials were good. So these dudes are like hanging out in a hotel room. They're getting ready to have a fucking bachelor party. And they're like, fuck yeah, twins, dude. We ordered twins. And the Sedin brothers come to the door and like walk in and like start dancing with like all their gear on. It's funny. It's hilarious. And they're like fresh off the boat. Like, do you order twins?
Did you order twins? How old is it? It was from like when I was like in high school.
Oh, yeah. It's got to be. I think it's from, like, Ovechkin's rookie year. Because they use that same hotel room for, like, 3 other commercials.
That's when I was a senior.
Was it? Because doesn't Ovechkin, like, prank call somebody? One of the commercials?
Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised if that video is from that same year.
Oh, it for sure is. It's the same fucking hotel room. They're like, let's shoot.
They should remake it this year.
They should do something while Vancouver's good. Brennan just texted and say, because he's getting his ass kicked by Brent Curry right now in fantasy. He says, I still got a lot of guys playing today.
He has one. I still have a chance. Yeah. So
you're saying there's a chance. I went back and rewatched the Cronwall videos of him not fighting. And there's a few of them where you had to take in the fact that some of them, the hits are in Stanley Cup playoff games. So, yeah, he took the hit. No penalty on the hit. So why are you going to take a penalty for fighting? I mean, yeah.
It's the playoffs.
Right. So he might be kind of a pussy, but he's also a smart player for getting that team fight, like getting in their head, laying out somebody legally, and then not fighting.
I don't know. I did shit like that when I played sports.
I don't know. But if someone comes up and throws their gloves off, I think I'm gonna man up.
Yeah.
And then the other one is for sure in a playoff game, and the refs break it up. What do refs do during the playoffs? Break up every fucking fight ever.
Yeah.
So it's weird. A lot of it's because Manatee is a Blues fan and just hates the Red Wings.
Yeah.
But there is a few. I mean, he's never had a fight ever, not one. Which is very, very surprising. If you're laying out dudes like that, you'd figure you'd have to answer the bell a couple times at least.
Speaking of laying people out, did you see Nazem Kadri lay out Weber?
I don't know.
Nazem Kadri?
Yeah, what did I say? Yeah, that's what I said. Yeah, Nazem Kadri.
Yeah, you were real close to that one. Jesus fucking Christ. No, I saw the ref cam of them fucking gang raping him afterwards, though.
That's so fucking cool. That's like one of the coolest hockey videos in a while.
The ref cam is so amazing. I wish you could watch entire games from the ref cam.
That video is so cool.
I did see one guy on Twitter say, "This is terrifying." Hey, bud.
I said something back to him.
I was like, dude, grow your pubes back out, dude, because it's not terrifying. It's incredible.
Well, I said, that's not terrifying. That's called sticking up for your teammate. That said, Jordy Ben said, oh, okay, you're going to fuck with Shea Weber? Okay, now you're going to fuck with me.
Now, I didn't see the hit, so Kadri lays Weber out?
Yeah, he comes in, fucking lowers his shoulder on him.
Do you have the video? Tweet it. I need to see it. Right. Tweet it to me.
He gives him the old shoulder check, and Jordy Ben said, not today, dude. And that's how you stick up for your teammate. To me, that's awesome.
That's what has to happen. That has to stay in hockey. The hit has to stay in hockey, and then the gang rape afterwards has to stay in hockey. You can't take this shit out of the game. Please, please, please.
Should I retweet the guy that says it's terrifying and say this is – for all you Biscuit listeners, this is that pussy that thinks it's terrifying.
Yeah, but then send me the hit, too, because that video doesn't have the Kadri hit in it.
Yeah, it does.
It does?
Yeah, it's right before it.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah, do that. What? Why don't you think Dallas is doing better?
I think there's a lot going on there. New coach.
Yeah, but he's been there before.
Yeah, but that don't mean anything.
No, I guess it doesn't. Emery's going to go score a piss.
Nice. Score. Well, here's the issue with Dallas. They got 21 points and...
Wild card right now?
Yeah, and 8. But as of right now, there's like 6 teams that have 22 or 20. So how much that's going to change is probably going to be outrageous by the end of the year.
It's exciting, man. It's I fucking love this goddamn sport. It's so exciting.
So you got Calgary.
And I feel like there's been a lot of fucking wrenches in the gears this year. Like shit it's just at this point it's I love it because it's a toss up right now. So much can change.
Absolutely. It's anyone's game right now. Literally anyone. You ain't touching Tampa Bay's 32 points, probably, unless they start slumping. Toronto's 28 isn't impossible if you're Ottawa, but you're not touching Tampa Bay if you're Ottawa.
No, I don't think anybody's touching. I think you're going to look, and I'll say it now, that Tampa Bay going back to the Cup.
They're not beating the Penguins to
play. Well, the Penguins are for sure losing to the Blue Jackets this year.
And I think you got the same situation in the West with the Blues.
Well, Winnipeg
can catch them.
How many fucking Canadian writers feel like assholes for how bad fucking the Oilers are?
Well, they're still in last.
They are dog shit. McDavid's not even playing that well.
What's going on down there?
Up there? I have no idea. I have no idea. I haven't watched many Oilers games just because I just don't. But maybe I'll watch them this week coming up.
Do you remember?
Well, Cam Talbot's bad.
Yeah, I think that's a lot of it.
I think
do you remember like 5 years ago when I sent you a photo of a Edmonton Oilers bath bomb?
No, I have. Onset brain trauma. I can't remember what I had for breakfast, dude.
Well, I sent you this photo literally like 5 years ago, maybe even longer, when they were as good as they are right now for some reason.
Before they took a shit,
and they were getting the number one pick and shit.
Yeah,
I sent you a photo of an Edmonton Oiler bath bomb, and it's a guy holding something, and it's got the Edmonton Oiler logo over top of it, and he drops it in the bath. And the next picture is just nothing but trash in a toilet.
they're not good, dude. Nothing is positive on that team right now.
No, except like
Ryan Nugent-Hopkins, and that's about
every
it.
Every other five games, McDavid makes like a cool pass.
Yeah, or has a hat trick, but
When like you said, he ain't even playing well.
No. I had them being good. I don't think I had them winning the Pacific. I think I changed it.
Yeah, yesterday you changed it.
Did I have them win in the Pacific?
You had them win in the Cup.
No, I for sure didn't. No, absolutely not.
Yep.
No, I did fucking not.
I don't know. I doubt it.
No, I didn't. I didn't. I don't even remember. I'll have to look back at my shit. I don't remember who I had winning. Just fucking Edmonton? No, I had the Ducks winning the Pacific. Fairly certain.
The Ducks winning?
The Pacific, yeah. And even that's a long shot. With how fucking good LA is. And LA turned it back on again last night.
Yeah. The West is weird.
Kemper looked fucking real good. And when your backup starts looking good, shit can get out of hand. You can start winning a ton of games.
Did you see Chicago now? It looks like they want to be in the playoffs.
I think they're going to do that. I think they're going to have that kind of year. Like, oh, fuck, we got to win 10 real quick.
Hey, I found that photo. I'm going to tweet you again in it.
Good. I don't think Chicago's as bad as they're playing. But maybe, I mean, they've proven in the playoffs the last 2 years that they are, so I don't know. It's weird. Shit's weird right now.
Yeah.
And it doesn't matter right now either. We're going to look at the playoff picture next week because it's about a quarter. They say Thanksgiving is the quarter of the year, and if you're not in by then, it's not looking good for you.
Yeah, I agree. I sent you this Edmonton Oiler photo January 3rd, 2015. So this was on their way to getting McDavid.
That would have been his rookie year, right?
It would have been the year before his rookie year.
Oh, okay, when they were real bad.
2014-2015 season, that was not his rookie year, was it?
No.
His rookie year was 15-16, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, so yeah, this is when they got him.
Okay. Yeah, well, there was a fucking... They tanked to get him.
Maybe they're tanking to get someone again, I don't know.
There's nobody to be had. I wanted to look in on the AHL and the WHL and all that shit, but I'm not doing it this week. We'll do it when we look at the NHL playoffs. So everyone just ignore what I said there. But we'll check in with the OHL, the ECHL, the AHL, the Quebec Major Junior Hockey League, and the WHL. If there's any other leagues that you guys want us to cover or check in on, DM me and I'll tell you to fuck off. But in the earlier episodes of The Biscuit, I used to talk about all those leagues, but it was a time where I was still getting used to doing the show. So I was just trying to fill up time. I haven't done it lately just because we've had so much to talk about besides that, so it's kind of fell behind the wayside. But we'll get into it and at least catch everybody up on those teams or those leagues and some of the teams that we like from them. I do want to mention Sergei Bobrovsky is God.
Maybe.
Did you see some of the saves he had this week?
Okay. The glove save where he threw his stick so he could propel himself and reach longer with his glove?
Yeah.
Was top three saves I've seen in my life.
Yeah, you know what's better than that one? The one where he blocks it with his skate, the 2-on-1 in Detroit?
Not better.
I think so.
That's a worse shot.
Yeah, and I guess it might be a little more luck, too.
No, it's all luck. That's a horrible shot.
Yeah.
Get the puck in the fucking air, you hillbilly.
Oh, yeah, I'm going bar down and fuck. I'm going
wide open net. Who was that from Detroit that biffed it?
I think it was Andres Anthonisiou.
You had a fucking wide open net, and you skimmed it 8 inches off the ground so it hits his skate. I give Bob all the credit in the world because if his leg's not there, that play's not there.
Right.
But you got to make that goal. I'm sorry. That needs to be top net something.
Oh, yeah. I'm going bar down and fucking whipping my nutsack out after that goal.
He even had, like, time. I give that. I give it to him. Amazing save. But not better than the one where he fucking throws his stick so he can catch it. He threw a stick.
It's incredible. And then, like, they asked him about it afterwards, and he's just like, you know, you just have to, sometimes, you stop puck.
That's 100% reaction. That's me saying, that's him not thinking, that's him bawling out, saying, that's like, you know, you can't teach that.
No, it was unbelievable. And it stopped a goal that took him to overtime, and they won the game.
Same with the foot one.
Yeah, that's true. That's fucking true, man. That's fucking true. Yeah, he's on his way to back-to-back Vesnas, I would say.
He could suck the rest of the year and might get it.
Well, unless old fucking Devin Dubnyk keeps doing three fucking shutouts in a row.
What was that?
unless Devin Dubnyk keeps doing fucking three shutouts in a row.
Yeah, and I think I called that, like, last week on the biscuit.
You said he's going to have three shutouts in a row. False. False as fuck. That's fucking fake news. You've never said any of those words in succession.
I said Minnesota, it will bounce back, and they're going to make the playoffs.
Yeah, you said that, but that has nothing to do with what I just said.
It has everything to do with Dubnyk. He heard me.
I'm sure he listens, if he's not a fucking idiot.
I just think that Minnesota will get it kicked up again. They're going to start playing good. They're too fucking good of a team.
I don't know. I'm going to go ahead and say they fucking blow. Boston finally got wise and realized Tuukka Rask is not good. Like I've always been saying, like face, like play. He's bad.
He looks like Taco.
The singer?
Yeah, put it on the Ritz.
Yeah. You say that every time I say fucking Tuukka Rask's name.
Can't handle it. Can't not think of taking acid and listening to Put It on the Ritz.
Did you use it? You should drop and listen to that song.
Yeah, it's like engraved in my brain. So like it's like a, what do they call it?
A memory?
No. Like,
and I don't know.
It's like I have a flashback every single time you bring up Tuukka Rask. Like I can just picture
now,
him. Dancing real funny. Put it on the Ritz.
I'll tell you a quick story here, just for everyone. I'm sure you've heard this story, but no one else has on the biscuit, unless you were partying with me back in the day. But as far as psychedelics went, I was a huge fan of Robitussin. Robo-tripping like every other weekend. Fucking ate half my brain, but dude, I forgot how to throw a baseball. I was robo-tripping so much back then. And, you know, eating boomers too. But I only took acid one time. And I think that I only took it the one time because I witnessed a fist fight like 40 minutes after dropping. And it was unsettling. And I just went out and laid in the road. I was like, I can't take this, man. So that, yeah. I did not have fun on acid.
I did.
My dude, Bobby Hill, got in a fight. It was fucked up.
I watched Booger fight someone on acid at Titlow's front yard.
Who did Booger fight?
I don't even remember. It was his bachelor party. I was tripping balls.
He had his bachelor party in Titlow's front yard and you guys were just eating acid? That's what the fuck?
It was when Big A lived there. Fuck yeah, we were just...
That sounds like an episode of Letterkenny. Good Christ.
Yeah, so if anyone ever thinks that what we say is probably credible, just think about what we used to do.
That was just one time.
Yeah, that was just like one evening.
God, we can't even bring up Big A right now because the shit that I used to do with Big, like fucking smoking DMT and shit.
Yeah, it's great times.
Big A, dude. I saw his dad at the barber the other day. His dad's fucking... That dude can talk, man.
So, real quick on Big A, because I just want to say this because it's funny. Every time I see Babcock, we talk about if we've talked to Big A, basically. And I told him. And I said, yeah, I talk to him about once every, like, 3 months. And he's like, oh, for real? And I was like, yeah, we text. And he's like, well, what do you say? I said... I literally text him the words Megatron, and he texts me back, Big Rant. And that has been the gist of our conversations for about 3 years now.
Why?
So you could look into our text messages, and I'll put like Megatron with an exclamation mark, you know, and he'll do the same thing, like Big Rand, and then we'll just quit talking to each other.
Now, since we haven't said his real name, and he will remain Big A for the show's sake, I got one little story I'd want to say, just so you can kind of get an idea of who Big A is in your head for the listeners.
Nicknamed Megatron.
Megatron and Big A. One day, I was at my buddy's house down the road here, and we were just hanging out ripping bongs, and Big A stumbles in the door. I'm like, dude, you look like shit. Dude, he's like, yeah, I just had two Oxy 80s and drove from Columbus. I said, excuse me? Excuse me, sir? How are you awake, and why are you driving an hour down the road? And he's like, oh, yeah, man, I'm fucked up. Passed out for 25 seconds, got back up, and partied the whole rest of the night. He is a goddamn American hero.
Yeah, legend.
And he's a fucking Marine, so.
Yeah, badass Marine.
What's he, like, teach jujitsu for the Marine Corps?
He is, like, a.
Or developed some new martial arts or some shit?
Like a seventh degree black belt, and gets to train our Marines in, yeah, jujitsu and hand-to-hand combat. He says, listen to this. This was the one time we actually had a conversation. He was telling me how much he loved his job. He gets to beat up 18-year-old kids teaching them jiu-jitsu.
He finally found a job where he could do that.
So he was like, dude, all I get to do is like, he's like, these fucking 18, 19-year-old kids come in from boot camp. They think they're hard asses, and I just whoop their ass.
Dude, that's a perfect job. Dude partied so hard. DMT, prostitutes, fucking big trucks, fucking thick dick. Dude was the best dude ever. He is the best dude. I haven't seen him in forever, man.
Big trucks, big dick, prostitutes, America.
Yeah, that's Big A, man. That is Big A. And his dad, real quick, before we'll get back into hockey here. We were at the barber shop, and there's a one-armed man there. And he's talking about how Big A, like, tore his rotor cup or something like that. And he goes, you would know, right? And I said that to the one-armed dude. I was like, oh, my God, Chad, what the fuck?
That's fucked up.
Yeah, this is while we're waiting outside for Whitey to get there. Like, so it's like 7:30 in the morning, and there's like seven dudes outside fucking smoking cigarettes, waiting to get their hair cut. Khudobin, 5-0-2 for Boston. He's on a tear. You gotta leave him in the net.
For sure.
You gotta leave him in the net. And even Tuca said that. He took his ugly face and muttered those words. So yeah. Watch out for Boston. And, you know, they're starting to play better.
Yeah.
Starting to play better.
They got some of the better young talent in my eyes.
The Calgary Flames, did you see them dress up as 1950 mobsters for the game?
Yeah, loved it.
That was cool.
Dudes walking in with canes and shit.
The one dude had a fucking stogie, dude.
Yeah, that's awesome. And I think, to me, that's team camaraderie and shit.
Yeah, like, you know who I didn't see, though? Mr. Yager.
Oh, he didn't do that?
I don't even think he took the train with the rest of the team.
He probably does. He's probably already there practicing.
Oh, shit. You might be right, dude. He does like to fucking work out and go.
You think he shows up a fucking hour before the game?
That's a good point. Well, I think this was post-game, too.
Oh, was it?
So, he's back in the gym? No, he's fucking some 20-year-old fucking ramming a bottle of vodka in her pussy.
He's 43. He ain't got time to fucking dress up. Nah, let the kids have fun.
Yeah, but you'd like to see him fucking mixing it up a little bit.
Yeah.
I'll watch the video again and look at the picture again, but I'm fairly certain I didn't see his old fucking ass in there.
I just found a Kalamazoo K-Wings hockey puck shoved into Mr. Potato Head.
Is it the one with the bird on it?
Lappy.
His name's Lappy?
Slappy, like
like up. A slappy. Yeah, you go down your basement. There's fucking hockey pucks everywhere down there.
Yeah, I just found one in Mr. Potato, shoved in Mr. Potato Head's ass.
Dude, he was probably talking shit. That happens. Oh, only guy suspended for trying to shove a puck up another guy's ass.
I got a record once.
Took off my skate, tried to stab a guy. We want to give a congratulations to the Coyotes for finally winning a regulation game.
You do?
I do. I need them.
I don't want to give a congratulations to them.
I picked them to go to the fucking playoffs. Oh, God.
Actually, I'll tell you what. I'll give them a congratulations because they're the only team worse than the Edmonton Oilers.
God, they're shit. Duclair had a hat trick. I think it was last night.
Good job, guys. You're the worst team in the NHL besides the Oilers.
Yeah. Well, that's your boy out there coaching them, Trocheck. Or Trotsky, whatever fucking who out there. But they're one of them computer teams, too. So I always like when, like, the Panthers or now the Coyotes are failing because the computer running the team is not right.
Like a computer GM or whatever?
Yeah. Like, they just run it off, like, Corsi fucking scores and, like, type in to the supercomputer and, like the...
I'll never get that.
The GM has a USB that he puts in his butthole and, like, plugs it into the computer.
You'll never be able to just, like...
Wait, you know what's going to suck is one day it's going to work and a computer team's going to win the fucking Stanley Cup and then you'll never hear the end of it.
No, they never will because that computer will never, ever be able to scout intangibles that my eyes can.
No, a supercomputer's not telling you to have Scott Parker on your team.
No, it's all about intangibles. It's all about...
You let, like, a computer run your shit, that's how you don't invite Scott Parker to the fucking Hershey alumni game.
It's kind of like the Oakland A's and Moneyball. Everyone got real popular. They didn't win the fucking World Series that year. Just a little friendly reminder.
I refuse to watch that movie. It's supposed to be good, though, isn't it?
Because everything that happened should have been the Cleveland Indians.
Yeah.
But once again, Cleveland's going to fuck up.
Well, you know. The Cavs won it a couple years ago. I'm happy.
Hey, what did Eichel's bitch ass say the other day?
I don't know. What did he say?
Said, I'm not producing enough or something.
Yeah, well, no shit?
Yeah, but he's got, like, he's playing pretty well. It's not all his fault that Buffalo is garbage can.
Well, when you're getting paid Connor McDavid money, you got to fucking produce.
Well, they're both getting paid Connor McDavid money, and they are 2-3 right now in the league for being worst.
That's a weird way to say that.
Sorry. But you know what I mean?
Yeah, I understand. I'm not sure anybody else is going to know what the fuck you just said. But, I mean, he's got to say something because he's the GM of the team, so... You know,
GM making a statement.
And I already decided that when Mittelstadt comes up next year and starts playing with him, in vain of the Bruce brothers of Detroit, I'm going to call them the bitch brothers of Buffalo. Hashtag bitch brothers. Or maybe I'll call them brat brothers so it's not as...
I thought we went with twink twins.
Oh, yeah, that's right. The twink twins. Twink peaks. Twink twins, that's it. That's for sure it. Never mind.
Old twink twins south of Toronto.
Some more congratulations. Notre Dame wins their 7th in a row?
Yeah, they won last night.
I'm really excited about Peak. He's a Blue Jacket prospect. As soon as they trade Jack Johnson this summer, I imagine Peak will make the team next year.
Yeah, they're really good.
They don't get a lot of love from college hockey, though. It's like the same deal for, like, people just don't like them.
I don't know. They fucking went to the Frozen Four last year, and they're obviously wanting to do that again.
Oh, yeah. They're in my bracket this year, when we always would started it last year, but we'll be doing it again this season. I'm going to have them probably going to go to try to win a national championship.
I think either Jake Evans or Kevin Gross, I think, leads the nation in points. So, like, someone better start giving him some fucking credit here.
Well, if you look at Buchagras' list, they just cracked his top 10.
He does that every week. and they're number four in the real one.
Yeah, well, they just cracked his top 10. And that fucker watches as much college hockey as any human.
Yeah. But he had them like that last year. Last year they had Anders Borg and some other studs, but
Anders and Cal Peterson, I mean, they were fucking legit.
Yeah, and that's what I was back to Boston. To me, they have some real young talent.
Yeah, yeah. And fuck everybody that thinks that the Bruins versus Blackhawks in Notre Dame Stadium is a dumb game.
It's amazing.
It's incredible. I'm not a Blackhawks fan. I'm not a Bruins fan. I'm still going to that game.
It's only the second time they've played in a college stadium.
Yeah, the first one is Ann Arbor, and it was huge.
Yeah, they did it at the Big House.
And it snowed. Coop was there. One of the coldest times he's ever been in his life, he said.
Yeah, I'll be at this one, January 1st, New Year's Day.
Tell your dog to shut the fuck up.
But New Year's Day, Blackhawks, I'll be fucking...
I told the one dude, I was like, oh yeah, Boston and Chicago have real small markets. Nobody's going to watch that game. What the fuck are you talking about? It's going to be huge. It's going to be the most viewed outdoor game ever.
Yeah, I probably agree.
Watch. Fucking listen back. What is this, episode 45?
I think it's 46.
Yeah, episode 46. Remember. Remember the Titans.
Remember the Alamo.
Let's do the league leaders and get the fuck out of here. All right. We might try to do Mixler next week. We're going down to Kentucky to have Thanksgiving with our brother. And there's a game on Friday, Pittsburgh versus somebody. We'll tweet it up if we get it set up to do it. But it's something I want to look into doing. I know Ken Bulkey does it for the away Las Vegas games, kind of like a Mystery Science Theater 3000 or whatever the fuck it is, where we watch the game and, you know, drink vodka and you guys listen to us and enjoy it because we're better than whatever commentary is going on. Mike Emmer can lick my sack.
So, do you want me to go through the league leaders? Do you want me to just say Tampa Bay Lightning?
All right, that works. Tampa Bay Lightning. That's fine with me.
And sign off.
Well, tell them where to find us, Big Ren.
Because, I mean, they literally have everything.
Yeah, fuck it. Tampa Bay. Kuznetsov. Nikita Kucherov. Not Kuznetsov. Nikita Kucherov.
Andrei Vasilevskiy.
Yeah, so basically the Tampa Bay Lightning are good. We don't need to fucking fuck the – yeah, they're leading in everything.
They really are.
Tell them where to find us, Randy.
The Biscuit Pod at Twitter, Stitcher,
iTunes. iPod. Jesus. Oops. iTunes.
iTunes? Is that it?
Yes.
iTunes. Not Spotify Radio. If you have Spotify Radio, take your phone and shove it up your ass and delete it.
We're also on Facebook, Instagram, SoundCloud, I think. Buzzsprout or Buzzsprout.com's number one hockey podcast.
If you have Spotify on your phone, Tommy will come over there with a tack hammer and hit you on the head because you are a moron.
I like shove it up your ass and then delete it.
You can't put your seatbelt on.
Yeah, check us out. We should be up on Mixler. I think we're going to try to do that.
Maybe a special guest appearance, but bro, Brent.
Yeah, he might not say anything, but you'll be able to. He might laugh here and there. And that's it.
Yeah.
Vote for Putin, and we love you guys. Freedom, hockey, the biscuit.